This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. My side with us once more is K-State Research and Extension horticulturist Ward Upham. Our topic of choice this week, problems that we find with ornamental pear trees, which have gained favor with a number of homeowners in recent years. And there is something of an annoyance associated with these, which we'll talk about. But this is beyond the standard Bradford pear tree that's been so common in years past, right, Ward?
That's right. So ornamental pears can contain a number of different varieties, but in the past it was pretty much all Bradford pears. Now, in the past, these trees have been very popular because they have such a nice floral display in the spring, and they really don't have much of a problem as far as diseases are concerned with the leaves and their nice dark green leaf color. They do have a little bit of rust sometimes, but not anything that really is objectionable. However, in recent years, we've seen that some of these trees are starting to bear fruit.
Which was not advertised when sold, to put it that way.
That's right. A lot of people thought that Bradfords were sterile just because you never saw fruit on them. That really wasn't the case. What happened is that now we are starting to get some other varieties of pear. One of the drawbacks of Bradford was that they were fairly weak wooded. So you get a windstorm, ice storm, anything like that, and they tend to break apart. So they developed different pear varieties that were stronger wooded. But what happened is that now you have two different varieties of pear. Like a lot of fruit trees, pears need to be cross-pollinated. In other words, you need to have two different varieties in order to get fruit. If all you had were Bradfords, you didn't get any fruit. But now that we're getting some new ones like a Chanticleer, Aristocrat, there's a number of these different varieties. If those trees are close enough so that bees can work between them, you're going to get fruit.
And that distance proximity can be fairly far apart and still pollinate?
It can be. Once you get over about 500 feet, you're going to be pretty safe. What bees like is probably 100 feet or less. Mm. And so if you're that close together and it's line of sight, you're probably going to get fruit. Now, this fruit isn't what we normally think of as pear fruit. It's about the size of a marble. So it's very small, kind of a brownish color. And the problem with it is it's really messy. If that fruit drops on a sidewalk or a driveway and you step in it, it's going to kind of smear and it can get really quite slick.
And it's not edible, presumably.
It is not. It's just way too small. Think of a small crab apple. And so it's, again, about the size of a marble, so you're not going to do anything with this but wish it wasn't there.
And you say beyond just the mess that it can create, Ward, it can actually become, in this sense, invasive as a species.
That's right, because now that you have fruit, you also have seed. And that fruit is small enough that birds can eat it. And they can distribute that seed all over the place. And so you may have seen ornamental pears coming up where no ornamental pear was actually planted. And so if you decide to put one of these in, think about it for a while. The other question people ask is, can we prevent that fruit from forming on a tree?
Stop the pollination.
That's right. And there really isn't a good way to do that. There are some products out there. Florel is one, where you spray the tree with some full bloom, and it's supposed to stop fruit formation. We have tried that out. Sometimes it works well, sometimes it doesn't. So we've had mixed results. Now, you may not have any fruit on your pear trees if there isn't another variety close. And so if you don't have any problems yet, there's no problem until somebody else plants another pear. Just don't make sure that you don't do that. Make sure you don't plant another variety of pear that's close to this one. Now, fruiting pears are fine. And the reason for that is fruiting pears actually flower later than these ornamentals do.
So to make that distinction, you don't have to rid of all pears.
That's right.
In a given area.
That's right.
Ward, thanks for bringing this to our attention. We appreciate it, and we'll welcome you back in soon.
You bet.
K-State Research and Extension horticulturist Ward Upham with us to point out some of the downside associated with ornamental pear trees and what you need to think about before you invest in and plant those in your home landscape. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.